Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from our parking lot here at the church, standing next to my car, my trusty steed. My car is a plug-in hybrid, meaning if I have it charged, it'll run on electric, on battery power until the charge is, I've used it up, and then it'll use gas. It'll automatically switch to a combustion engine and use gas. But for the most part, I am able to just use the battery power when I'm driving the car, if I'm careful and if I charge regularly. This is not an ad for my car. This is not an ad for plug-in hybrids. These are just facts. And also a fact is that when I got in my car this morning, it hadn't charged. I plugged it in last night, and the power company has a program that if you set your car to charge after midnight, it's a cheaper rate. And so my car is scheduled to begin charging after midnight, and for some reason, it didn't charge last night. I don't know why. I think I did everything right, and still, it didn't charge, which was disappointing to me when I got in it this morning to drive to work. But I had gas, so I was able to get here, no muss, no fuss. My point being that sometimes we can do all the right things and not have the result that we hoped for. In this instance, my car didn't recharge. The same thing can happen to us when we come to worship. We show up, we're here, we're in the space, expecting to receive the Spirit in a powerful way, expecting to have our faith reinvigorated, expecting to have some sort of an experience, and sometimes we don't. Some of the same can happen when we're reading Scripture. We can expect God to speak to us in that instance to the particular concern on our heart, and sometimes it just doesn't seem like the Scriptures are speaking to us. I will plug my car in again tonight, with the full expectation that it will charge overnight. And so my hope for you is that when you are disappointed or not charged up or refilled in any of those other instances, that you don't give up, that you continue to come to worship, that you continue to read God's Scriptures, that you continue to pray, that you continue to be in fellowship with the body of Christ, trusting that the day will come, the time will come, where you will be fed, refilled, refreshed. During the summer, it's a time when many of us will seek that time of renewal, getting away, doing things to restore our souls, to give ourselves rest. And my hope is that this summer that you will also turn to worship, turn to the Scriptures, to find that same sort of rejuvenation and refilling. And if it doesn't happen, don't give up. Plug back in and hope for a different result. And as Klein Snodgrass would say, just be faithful.